Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Today's Topics with Elmo. I'm your host, Elmo, and today we got a pretty packed episode. First topic, will Disney Plus be a Netflix killer? Also, we're going to get into some video game news, some tech-savvy stuff. But we'll get into all that right after a note from our sponsor. Alright guys, let's go ahead and get into today's topic. The main one. Let's just go ahead and start off with a big shebang, shall we? Today's issue, as Disney Plus has launched today, I wanted to talk a little bit about it. And here's my opinions on whether the whole it's gonna be a Netflix killer, you know, where's the evidence in that? And don't get me wrong, there is a lot of stuff that Disney Plus will offer. You know, it's got a lot of big name titles. So I'm just gonna talk a little bit about it first. It's a very, very low cost. And they're not a sponsor, by the way. It's a very, very low-cost streaming service with a lot of big-name titles. Now, it's $6.99 per month. You get a 7-day free trial. But also, it's a, I think it's $69.99 per year. So that's one thing that all the other streaming services don't really offer, is that yearly price. You can just, you know, when you got the extra cash, or maybe you want to buy it for somebody for Christmas or something like that. That way they can have a whole year. And you ain't got to worry about a payment. So that's really, really cool to start with. Then, they're going to offer really, really, really big name titles. Like all the Star Wars movies. Including the one that is going to be exclusive to Disney Plus. Like a Netflix exclusive or a Hulu exclusive. No, this is going to be a Disney Plus exclusive. And that's going to be The Mandalorian. You know, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's like a story about Boba Fett and Jango Fett, bounty hunters. I've watched the trailer. It looks pretty cool, but I don't really know much about the background of the story. I guess I just need to watch it to figure that out. Okay, so there's going to be a lot. And when I say a lot, I mean, this is practically every single show, movie, and I mean a TV show and movie, just about, that Disney has made since the beginning. It literally goes all the way from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which was made all the way back in 1937, if this website is saying is correct. And it's IGN, so they're usually pretty legitimate when it comes to stuff like this. In a big, long, long, long list. I mean, this has got probably 400 movies on it. All the way to The Mandalorian, which is releasing with the Disney Plus. Oh, actually, expanding the universe, but it's releasing at the same time. So that really doesn't count, I guess, as a later movie. I really don't know what that's about. I also heard news that Netflix was losing their, or going to drop their Exploring the Planet or whatever series it has, that they were talking about getting rid of it. That's a big move for Netflix. And I don't know if that's going to pay good for them or not. But here's the issue when people say, is it going to be a Netflix killer? I don't think so. For people who mainly just let their kids watch TV all the time and that's all they have Netflix for, is their children's entertainment, it's going to destroy Netflix. But going out to say, for the average family who they don't have satellite or they don't have all the streaming services, no, I don't think it's going to be a Netflix killer. This will put a big dent on Netflix because the majority of people that have Netflix do let their kids watch it, and they might get a movie in every now and then or whatnot, but mostly their kids are watching it. But will it... This kind of goes back to the idea when Netflix first thought about, let's broadcast movies over the internet. And everybody's like, you're kidding, right? The internet's not fast enough. It'll never go. It did. So this could put a big hurt on Netflix. And it may even cripple them for a little while. But I think with a little, you know, little work and little brain power, they can make it through this. But then again, I think about a few years ago, I don't know, I don't exactly remember how long, I had heard something about Netflix had literally just put so much money into making their exclusives that they were running into bankruptcy for the rest of the platform. Now, that's just stupid. I mean, somebody's not working the books right. Because, I mean, if I was CEO of a company, and I sit there, and I looked at the books, and that, and I seen that we're putting $300 million into making all these movies, these big-name movies, but we're only getting $298 million back from subscribers. Plus all the, you know, then they got to pay out all these licenses and contracts to hold the rights to stream or stream out the TV shows that are owned by other networks, or all the networks, I should say. That's kind of dumb to keep that going. You know, some of the movies this day and time cost $400-500 million to make. Is Netflix making movies like that? Maybe once every now and then. They've made some pretty good ones, I will say that. I mean, Hulu's made some really good ones. I've not watched a lot of the TV shows that are Netflix originals. And I'm not saying their content is bad. It's just, was it worth taking that big risk to pay that extra money to make it in hopes of bringing twice as much profit in? And of course, we got the whole Cody issue where basically people are watching it for free. All the Netflix shows, or actually any movie or TV show that's ever been made, streaming it through the internet, through their Cody app. And then, you know, Netflix is having a battle back and forth of getting licenses and stuff like that. But with Disney Plus, there's no license battles to be fought because they own all the content that they're posting. So that is a big win for them, I will say that. And I think it'll play out for them. And I look forward, because all the movies that are coming at launch, all the shows and everything, are literal exclusives of Disney. Because Disney owns Marvel. Disney owns Star Wars, obviously. Those are the big contracts. What a lot of people don't know is Disney also owns Fox. So I could see a lot of Fox Channel stuff coming out in the future onto the streaming service. Will they raise their price? Who knows? It'll be up to Disney CEO or Walt Disney Incorporated or whatever it's called. Disney owns a lot of stuff. They own pretty much all the networks, half, or at least half of them. You know, they own that much. So will we see all these other, I guess you could say, movies like, you get into other content types like the action movies or something like that. I think eventually they will. But I will say this. My vision for this is they're going to stay family friendly for as long as they think they can economically. You know, if they start kind of, I don't want to say nosediving, but just kind of drifting down just to keep them afloat, I would say that they would add in some parent stuff, so to speak. But I will say this, I have got it. At the time of this recording, it is the night before. It has not been released yet. I will come back next week on next week's episodes and kind of give an update of what my experience with this is. Is it going to crash completely? Is, you know, because this is going to be available on just about every device you could ever imagine. All your Apple, all your Fire, all your Android devices, Rokus, web browsers. I have not seen anything about video game console apps at first. And I know Amazon, Microsoft, with our Xbox, they tend to have a lot more Windows-friendly apps because the operating system on the Xbox One is, I think, Windows 10 now. So, it kind of uses the same programming, so why would they not just create an app? I mean, I know the Xbox had a Kodi app. PlayStation did not, but that's simply because PlayStation and Sony, they never really made computers other than the video game computers. And of course, they made the, I remember the Sony Vaio. They made laptops, but they were always under Microsoft's license. So, they didn't have their own operating system, I guess you could say. So, getting into that territory, being the basis of how everything works, is kind of tricky. It's kind of hard to compute, and I give praise to all the people that can do it, like Google, because they own Android, Microsoft, because they own Windows, obviously, and they own like a bunch of other stuff too. And then, of course, Google owns Chromebook. You know, all these people own these operating systems that are, like, infiltrated into the world. And yes, Sony's PlayStation has an operating system, but it's strictly for video games. It's strictly for video games and streaming and social networking on a gaming level. Although, you know, I don't really want to get into video game console itself topics too much, but just simply to say this, I don't like Microsoft's capture ability. PlayStation really, really won that one out. I know and I understand that you can capture up to 2 minutes of HDR 4K resolution. That is great. 2 minutes, though. I don't think these people really understand how fast 2 minutes goes by in a video game. It's like horribly fast. You can capture up to, what is it, I think 5 minutes in 1080p. And it goes on a little bit longer the lower you go, but at this day and age, watching on a computer screen, it's not so bad compared to a TV or a gaming monitor or whatnot. But the lower resolution you go, the less likely your content is going to be watched. Just simply because they don't want to watch something that looks like half Minecraft. And that's what it would look like if you broadcast it in 480p. That's like me. I love video games. I love to stream. But with my internet connection, streaming's out of the question. If I want to post something, like a video of me gaming, I'm going to have to get a capture card and record my game touring, whatever I'm doing, whether it's racing or whatnot, I'm going to have to capture that. I don't have one yet. I'm working on it. I tried the streaming thing for a little while. I could stream at the most at 360p, and it cannot be a multiplayer game, or my multiplayer game is lagging so much. It feels like I'm running, and then it shoots me back, and then I run back. It's like an inchworm. Like, it stretches all the way out, but then half of it comes up. It's kind of weird, and it's really, really hard to play, and there is no way I would ever win a match in Fortnite or Battlefield 5 or Call of Duty Modern Warfare or whatever that's getting played. Because that's just horrible. Good grief, it's horrible. But anyway, PlayStation really won that. You can capture... Well, actually, I think you can set it up to 30 minutes. Could be longer. I think I set it at 30 minutes once, and that was the longest I ever captured. But mainly, I captured at 15. Yes, it was 1080p, but people are still happy with 1080p. People are okay with 720. You get below that, people just don't want to watch it. Because when you put it up on a big flat screen, that's like God only knows how many inches above 50, it just looks pixelated. That's all it does. I mean, it doesn't even look like a picture anymore. It just looks like pixels. So anyway, back to the topic. That was like, whoa, that was way off. I don't even know how I got that far off of, you know, we were talking about Disney Plus, and I say we, you're listening and I'm talking. Sorry about that. But, I mean, we're talking, I got such a distracted mind. It's obvious I've got, what do they call it, ADHD, ADD, I think it's more ADD because I'm fat and I'm not hyper. I like food. I mean, I could be skinny, I could have a rock hard body, but I like burgers, and I like donuts, okay? But contrary to the, I guess you could say, prejudice against fat people, I don't like Twinkies. I'll eat one every now and then. But my go-to is the Nutty Bars. At least they got peanut butter in them and that has protein. The sugar kind of counteracts that, but you know, at least it's peanut butter and it has protein. Anyway, see, once again, distracted. But, like I said, Disney Plus is going to be on all these streaming devices. But so is Netflix. I mean, you're even going to be able to watch it in your browser, from what I've heard. Or what I've read. I should say heard. I ain't heard nothing. Read it on the internet. From valuable sources like IGN.com. That's great. I mean, this is really going to be a head-to-head battle. I think Netflix will survive. It may wound them for a little bit. But I think they will survive. So that's the end of that topic. And let's move on. There are two movies coming out. Well, I say movies. One of them's a TV show, and another one is a movie that is, like, so nostalgic. Oh, my gosh. Like, I don't know how to cope with myself right now. And I know I sound monotone, but I don't know. I'm really excited. One of them is Scoob. If you haven't seen the trailer for it, it's basically, it goes back to the high school days, which really and truly, the whole series of Scooby-Doo, except for the movies and the later part of the series, was about the high school days. They were mystery solvers in their later parts of high school, maybe early college. I don't remember the timeline exactly, but I know they were young. Really young. So this one coming out is called Scoob, and it's really where Shaggy and Scoob first met, and the Mystery Gang, or Mystery Inc. So what? Yeah, I had to remember. It's been a long time since I actually watched Scooby-Doo itself, like the cartoon. And they meet and they form up. You know, this is what I've figured out by the trailer. But it has some funny parts to it. So I'm really excited to see how this one does. I know Charlie Brown, when they remade it, I don't want to say it flopped, but it wasn't. It really didn't just get up there and hit those expectations like people wanted. And I was a big fan of Charlie Brown. Like, even to this day, I'm going to watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. And I'm going to watch Charlie Brown Christmas. And I might drag out Charlie Brown Easter next time Easter rolls around. Just because they're childhood favorites and they're safe, clean cartoons. And that's the big thing for our kids. I don't know what kind of cartoons they got going for them now, but those are not cartoons. And that's not really a subject I was really wanting to go on. I was just simply wanting to talk about the Scoob movie, obviously, because that's coming out and that kind of excites me. But also, this next one is very, very, very nostalgic to me, because I kind of give you a little backstory. When I was growing up, I remember I started first grade. My parents were split. So my mom had moved away to Houston, Texas. She lived with my uncle. And that was like, and still to this day, obviously the town does not move, or the city does not move. It's still like a 17-hour, 18-hour drive from where I live. So I couldn't see her. It wasn't like I could just drive to her on the weekends. I would be driving all weekend, obviously. And of course, you know, I was 7 years old, so I couldn't drive myself anyway. But I remember I was going into the first grade, so I was probably about 5 or 6. And my dad had just got DirecTV. And that was back when you could buy the DirecTV box in Walmart. And it came with the box, a satellite, and the receiver card, and you had to sign up for everything over the phone, I think. Yeah, it was over the phone. And you had to put everything together yourself. Of course, you could have called for an installation, but they weren't free at that time. And I'm sure they would have cost a good $200-$300, even for that day. But he had got that right before the summer. And I didn't live with him at the time. But I don't blame him for that. He was trying to remodel his house. And it wasn't, he didn't have a bedroom for me, and it wasn't really the safest conditions due to mold and stuff and whatnot. And he worked a factory job, a 40-hour week, and it wasn't the best paying, so he couldn't just hire somebody to fix it. But I lived next door with my grandparents, which wasn't a big deal, but we lived in the boonies. I've heard some people call it BFE. And these times, and even still to this day, my grandparents do not have TV. They have a TV, but they don't have cable or satellite or anything like that. They watch dollar movies. They buy it, Dollar General. I mean, I call them cheapskates. They're just penny pinchers. They don't make a lot, so they don't want to spend a lot, obviously. But that's besides the point. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is my dad, he got this satellite, and he had always had TV, but it was antenna TV. And up until, I want to say, this point, I think he just finally got tired of trying to adjust the antenna. We live too far out for cable. There's no chance that cable's going to get there. There was a clear view, radio wave wise, of Knoxville from my house. They could pick up 2 or 3 channels. Sometimes they could pick up Crossville, depending on the weather. Okay. This led up to the channels. I think they got hit with a tax. I'm not really sure. I don't know if it was, you know, I don't want to get in the politics of it, but basically, they either turned their power down, or Dad just got tired of the fooling with the antenna all the time, and the signal was getting harder to hit, or they might have converted to digital. I know in the Obama administration, he signed the law that said that all signal had to be digital. Don't know why he done that, but because, I mean, the fact of it's analog or digital really means nothing. It's just the type of signal it sends out. Analog goes for a lot farther. If you think about it, he probably done that for big business, but I don't want to get into politics on this channel. But when Dad got satellite, this is the whole story I'm mounting up to. I went away to see my mom for a couple months. Now, my uncle that she lived with, he had digital cable. And even back then, it had a box and everything. Of course, Houston, Texas. he had all the channels, and he worked on the weekends on his own little company. He had a small business, and I remember he would let me watch TV while he was working, and maybe my mom was off doing something. Maybe she was busy, but anyway, I got to watch TV, and it was like a whole world was open to me, because keep in mind, I did live with my grandparents, and they had no TV, and I was mainly forced to watch recorded. Well, no, it wasn't even recorded at that time. I think I just played video games. Yeah. I think I did have a VCR, and I had a few recorded movies and whatnot. Star Wars was one of them, I think. So, I guess that's where my nerdy beginning started, or geeky beginning, whatever you want to call it. And I'm okay with that, you know. So, the first real show I watched, or channel, I should say, is Nickelodeon. I fell in love with Nickelodeon. But there's one show I fell in love with even more. Blue's Clues. And now, they are coming back with a new series. It's like it left for the longest time, and now it's back. We all love Steve. Steve was the greatest. Nobody could replace Steve. Joe was... He wasn't Steve. I'm sure he did good. And to all the new coming generation to watching the show, I mean, he was the only one they knew, because they didn't know Steve. And after reading that he left the show, one of the reasons was because of hair loss, which I think is a bogus reason because of all the wigs. The comment was made that he left the show because he was afraid that he could not get the same children's attention being bald Steve. And I'm just sitting here thinking, like, he's in a movie studio, multi-million dollar movie studio. I'm sure they got some kind of wig he can wear to make up for the hair that he's lost. But, you know, celebrities have their choices. I hold nothing against him. You know, he did it for a while. Maybe he was just tired of it. But there's a new guy coming in. His name's Josh. And Blue's Clues is kind of taking on this kind of 3D look. It's new age. Kind of reminds me of Jimmy Neutron's look. That kind of cartoon look. The 3D-ish. It's still like a 2D but with a 3D edge. And I'm really excited for this. Like, I really hope it doesn't do an injustice to the Blue's Clues family. And moving on to our next topic, this is just kind of one that I feel like I need to go over, because it's another passion of mine, is food. Amazon has made another move. I mean, we all know that they, well, I mean, we may not all know, but a lot of us know that Amazon owns Whole Foods now. And if you go into a Whole Foods, you'll see the little smiley whatever face that is. It's like a smiley face without the rest of the face. They'll see that in the store. And I like Whole Foods. I really do. I like the concept of being natural. It kind of scares me sometimes about what we're actually putting in our bodies from all these name brands and stuff like that. Even though they taste better sometimes. I don't feel as good. Unless I eat something that I know is fresh. I grew up on a vegetable farm. Like I said a few minutes ago, I live with my grandparents. They owned a vegetable farm. I mean, tomatoes, potatoes, beans, and that's green beans, by the way, and corn and cucumbers and all that other stuff. I was raised on vegetables, and I really like them. I was a kid that you didn't have a trouble getting to eat their vegetables because I ate them all the time. Of course, I also ate everything fried, too. And I'm not going to blame that for my weight, because when I was in high school, I joined JROTC and lost weight eating fried chicken salads, if that makes sense, with lettuce from the garden. Everything was fresh. So that kind of brings to a point, like, how many chemicals are going into our body? And I'm not done any research on this, but I just kind of want to bring up a point at kind of sort of the almost end of this episode. And I may do more research into it and bring it up in a future episode. with my findings as to what's going into our bodies. And I know people could say, well, I seen this video of somebody lit this Dorito on fire and it burned. Yeah, it burned because corn is a starch and starches do burn. That's how they get ethanol, which runs our cars. For those of you that use normal gas. I mean, I know there's some picky ones out there like, I only use full gas. I don't think they realize they're ruining their cars doing that, but, you know. Because on the technical side of it, cars today are programmed to run E85, which is 85% gasoline and 15% ethanol. Or it may even be lower ethanol than some other chemicals they add in, but you get my point. They're tuned to run that, so running anything else, like you run full gasoline, are you really helping it or hurting it? You're probably hurting your fuel mileage, that's for sure. Or you may even be helping it, I don't know. I don't know the technicals of it. I'm just putting that out there. But with Amazon, they own Whole Foods. Whole Foods is not... Well, I'm not going to say it's not panning out for them, because it's working wonderfully. But it's not... I guess you could say as accessible as a lot of things. Because I live in a small town in southern Kentucky. My nearest Whole Foods is a good 2.5 hours away. Almost 3 hours. No, yeah, it's about 2.5, 3 hours away. It's right on the edge of Lexington, Kentucky. That's a pretty good drive for me to do that. So Amazon has kind of cooked up this idea that they're going to create a grocery store. And I'm sure that it's going to start slowly. I think they said they're going to start in California. And maybe they'll work their way east. And that'll be good. They're also going to do food delivery through something called Amazon Fresh. Now, I don't know if this is going to deliver nationwide, and they obviously could. The non-perishables, I mean, easily throw them in a box and send them to you. Now, the perishables, the meats and stuff may come at a later date, or they could just send them in that ice box like your meat shipping services like Omaha Steaks and all them other places, Butcher Box. They send frozen meat all the time, and it stays frozen. So, this is kind of ingenious if the price is worth it. Because they have to realize that if they're going to start a grocery store, one, Whole Foods is kind of on the pricey side. But you do pay for fresh. I mean, I don't want to say fully organic, but just natural. Because I think organic is like it's a strong term. But I think the term natural appeals to people more. There's a lot of stuff that goes with organic that a lot of people don't realize. Growing up on a vegetable farm, I learned a lot of this stuff. And one of the things that some people don't know is you're not allowed to use manure anymore. Even though it's natural, even though it's an organic fertilizer, so to speak. But they are finding large amounts of traces of salmonella. And I say large amounts of traces, I mean like large quantities over, you know, many, many, many farms that's been fertilized with manure. They've been finding lots of traces of salmonella and E. coli. And it's because it's in the poop or the manure. And as the plant grows, the salmonella doesn't affect the plant, but it grows with the plant. And then when we eat it, we get sick. And that's kind of gross, for one. So I'm kind of glad they switched out of that. And I think with a lot of your organic food, I don't want to say it's fertilized with manure, because it's probably not. I think that's a whole FDA regulation. I think they cut that out across all the board. You are, however, allowed to fertilize with compost, and that's You have a bunch of vegetables or something like that that's died off. You pile them in a compost bin, and they make this. You just basically let them biodegrade into soil, and then you spread that soil out. And of course, there's a lot of rules that my grandpa had to follow that people don't realize. Even a small vegetable farmer like he was, that was still labeled mass produce because he sold at auctions and stuff, he had to follow these rules. And they're pretty tight. Like, people say organic this and organic that. But there's a lot of pesticides that he couldn't use. A lot of it he had to use within a day or two of picking or harvesting, just to ensure that, okay, there's one he had to use. I'm not going to mention any names because I really don't know any of the names of the pesticides. Pesticides and some mild herbicides. I can't use a lot of them because herbicides do kill plants, and it's some target some plants and some does no effect on others, but that's a whole different story. But he had to use, say, this pesticide 3 days before picking. And it had to be right before a rain shower, which is kind of tricky. I mean, it was a great pesticide. He's told me before it was one of the better ones. But he had to do it within a day or two of raining just to make sure that after it killed all the bugs around it, it had time to wash off. So, I mean, the rules are pretty strict. What I worry about when I say eating a lot of this chemicals and stuff is the highly processed foods. Like, you go to a restaurant. He didn't sell to grocery stores. He sold to auctions. And these auctions sold off to the highest bidder. Some of them might have been grocery stores, but I don't think a lot of them was. Most of them was restaurants. They would send representatives from the restaurant chains and buy so many of this, buy so many of that, so they could supply a fresh in-season vegetable to make their food a little better for at least the time being. And if they brought that back to America, to Amazon, and started this Amazon Fresh where I could get, I guess you could say in season, because I mean, if they brought them in from all over the world and could get them to me before they rotted or got overripe, then that would be amazing. Like, I probably wouldn't even leave my house to go to the grocery store anymore if the price was okay, because I do work a day job. I mean, I'm not rich. I mean, but I mean, my bills are paid. I've not had anything shut off that is necessary. I've let some stuff go before to make ends meet. But I'm happy. And that's what's most important. Like, I've let TV go before. I've let internet go before. But I have never let my electric bill go. Never let my water bill go. And I've never let my rent go. Because those are the three things you need. And of course, car insurance. And I've been fortunate enough to never have a car payment, but I'm not saying I got all my vehicles bought for me. Tax checks do come in handy when you're smart with them. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I mean, I think that rounds out today's episode. I've kind of done a lot of rambling, told some backstory. I hope you all enjoyed it. Hope I didn't run you off too bad. I'm gonna post a video. I'm setting a goal for myself to have a video up every Tuesday morning for y'all to enjoy. Or not a video. Got my mind on my YouTube channel. If you all want to check that out, it's Elmo's World. I primarily do food reviews now, like fast food, all that other good stuff. I did get a snack crate recently and do a review on that. So go over and check that out. It's L-MOE-S World, WORLD, Elmo's World. And check that out. I mean, I may transition the channel in the future. I've got some cool stuff coming up, more in the automotive industry, because when it comes to the tech and the great, I guess you could call it, advancements in technology when it comes to vehicles, really just blows my mind. So, I got some advancements coming up in that. We're going to do some coverage of a couple of conventions, maybe. I got some other conventions I'd like to go to. But thank you all for listening. Don't forget, please share this with your family and friends. It's I have a lot of fun doing this. Although sometimes it feels like, you know, I know y'all are listening, but it feels to me like I'm sitting here talking to nobody. So, I mean, I could have a rant, and yes, y'all would listen to it, but if it would feel like I was just letting off steam. So, that's why I do thank you all for watching. I mean, it's you know, you support it, and I can't thank you enough. So, don't forget to share this with people you know, people you don't know. If maybe you want to bore somebody to death because you don't like them, send my way to them. Or, yeah, whatever that means. And peace. God bless y'all, and I'll see you next Tuesday.